anger versus self-control. Anger, of course, a spirit of angriness is a bad characteristic. And self-control is one of the fruits of the spirit. So we know that it's good. We start out with Proverbs chapter 15. Verse 1 says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." Grievous means harsh. And then down in verse 18, this is Proverbs 15:18. "A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife." You know what I think of when I see that term, stirring up something? I think about when I was a kid, and I used to play with water and dirt. They're pretty cheap to get, water and dirt. And I remember you could take and dump dirt into a bucket of water or a glass jar of water, and eventually the dirt would settle to the bottom. Then after a while, the water at the top would become clear again, just like it was before you put the dirt in. But you take a stick and stick it down in there, and you stir up that water, especially the water right at the bottom, and it would stir up that dirt. And next thing you know, all the water's dirty again. That's kind of the way it is with stirring up anger. You know, everybody can be made angry under the right circumstances. But a person who goes around saying harsh things, talking to people like he doesn't have much respect for them, that kind of person stirs up anger. He stirs up people to be angry at him. And next thing you know, one person with a bad attitude can say the wrong thing in the wrong way or the right thing in the wrong way and create a bunch of hard feelings between people and a great big argument. You know what I've always found hard to do? Is to answer somebody kindly when they speak to me rudely. Ever been in a situation like that? Somebody says something to you that's rude, inconsiderate, and disrespectful, and you want to talk the same way right back to them, don't you? That seems like simple justice. Well, you can call it justice if you want to, but if you want to have peace, if you don't want to have an argument, then the way to handle it is not to respond in kind, but to speak kindly to the person that's spoken to you unkindly. And if you do that, there'd be a lot less chance you're going to have a big fuss. Sometimes you have to really bite your tongue, don't you? But that's just part of being a Christian. So that was a little excitement early in the day here for you guys. That's something I have never recorded before, the birth of a calf out here on Mr. Titus's farm. So that was pretty special. Wish you could have been here to see it. Okay, now we continue. Proverbs 16 and verse 32. "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city." When it says to rule your spirit, it means to control your attitude, to control your emotions, to keep from getting angry every time somebody does something you don't like. Even though you're scared, to go ahead and do what needs to be done despite your fears. That's ruling your spirit. That's controlling your emotions.